It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch bringing you action tonight from the Nest from New Bremen, Ohio, as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the New Bremen Cardinals. Fort Recovery's coming in with a record in 7-14, 1-7 in MAC play, and New Bremen is not much better with an 8-13 record, 3-5 in MAC play. And we are glad that you are tuned in tonight on Fort Recovery Radio and also WPGW 100.9 on your FM dial from Portland, Indiana. So appreciate you listening into the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. We will take a break and hear a word from our sponsors on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA Coffee and Fresh Donuts, the best way to start your day every day. Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a three-piece fried pollock dinner, a one- or two-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an eight-piece sautéed jumbo shrimp dinner. And all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their two-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett. Last game of the season, last game of the regular season, and we're playing New Bremen. Pretty similar record to ours. What do they have, and what are we going to have to look for from them, and what are we going to do to stop them and put points on the board for the Indians?
Well, they're kind of similar to how St. Andrew plays. They want to get up and down and shoot a lot of shots, shoot more shots than we do. They'll play a 1-3-1, three-quarter court and try and trap a little bit, and they'll fall back into a 2-3 zone. So for us, our key is going to be to not turn it over, control the pace of the game, get the good high-quality shots that we want, and just kind of slow them down, really. Matchup-wise, we match up pretty good size-wise. They're 6'4", we're 6'4". So I like that aspect of it, but can we handle that 1-3-1? That'll be the question.
All righty. Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight, and good luck in the tournament next Wednesday. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back, sports fans. Again, this is Brian Patch bringing you action from the nest here in New Bremen, Ohio, as, again, our Fort Recovery Indians at 7-14, 1-7 in MAC, are taking on the New Bremen Cardinals at 8-13 and 3-5 in MAC. Looking at a little bit here of an update on New Bremen, is looking at some scores for them, is they're kind of struggling. Hopefully, maybe you could say we're going in opposite directions, but we've won two of our last three games as we beat Newton 63-56 back on February 10th. And on February 16th, we beat New Knoxville for our first MAC game, 39-34. Did lose to Tri-Village, and that's a tough place to play down there as the Patriots are always good. Lost 64-41. New Bremen, as I said, is kind of trending in the opposite direction as they've lost their last three games on those same dates as us. They lost to Jackson Center 54-49 and Minster 46-44 in a big rivalry game there for those Wildcats and Cardinals. And then they also lost to New Bremen, to Anna last week 55-50. So hopefully we're kind of continue and maybe put them on their four-game skid here. It's getting ready to go to tournament time. We want to be playing our best basketball for the Indians, so hopefully we can pull out a big victory here against New Bremen on senior night. Looking here at the other MAC action tonight, we have Marion Local at Delphus St. John's, and that is for the outright MAC championship as Delphus St. John's beat Coldwater last week in a barn burner on a last-second shot by Cameron Eller, giving him 40 of the 60 points. As the St. John's Blue Jays won 60-57. And Delphus is setting 8-0 right now, first place in the MAC. And Coldwater is at Minster tonight, and that's a tough matchup for the Cavaliers as Minster is finally getting healthy and have a chance to get things to going for the Wildcats there. And if Coldwater can knock off Minster and Marion Local defeat St. John's, then we'd have a two-way tie at the top between St. John's and Coldwater. And other MAC play, again, Fort Recovery here is at New Bremen. New Knoxville is at Parkway. St. Henry is at Vercells. That was actually played in December, so both those Vercells and St. Henry are off tonight and getting ready for tournament time. Speaking of tournament time, the Fort Recovery Indians got to draw last week on Sunday. And Fort Recovery came away with a 9 seed, and they will be traveling next Wednesday to McGuffey, Upper Scioto Valley, on Wednesday again at 7 o'clock would be tip time. And the Indians will take on the Rams, opponent they are somewhat familiar with, even though an out-of-conference opponent. But they are taking on the Rams, who they played last year in tournament as well, and were able to walk away with a victory in that game. So hopefully that would continue likewise here. So we are about a minute away or so from tip time. We're going to take a break here on the Wayne IGA pregame show, and we'll be back here for the starting lineups here in a little bit.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts. And now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wankler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wankler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All right. Again, welcome back. Thanks for those who are listening on Fort Recovery Radio and also for WPGW 100.9 FM on your radio station. Again, Brian Patch bringing you action here tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. And looking at the starting lineups for second-year coach Bob Leverett and the Fort Recovery Indians. Starting off for the Indians, and their leading scorer is number 0, 6'1", junior Briggs Overman. Number 3, 6'1", senior Reese Dugenbiller. Number 10, 6-foot senior Troy Holman. Number 12, 6'4", senior Rex Leverett. And number 23, 6'3", senior Gavin Fowler. Again, we have Overman, Dugenbiller, Holman, Leverett, and Fowler for Coach Bob Leverett's 7-14 Fort Recovery Indian squad. And for Corey Stevens, 8-13 New Bremen Cardinals. It is senior night here in the nest at New Bremen for the Cardinals. And they're going with an all-senior lineup with number 2, Aaron Tiemann. Number 3, Jackson Leonards. Number 10, Zach Weidman. Number 22, Hayden Zeller. And number 34, Henry Nelson for the Cardinals. little familiarity with some of these, as Jackson Leonards would be cousins with Fort Recovery's own Eli Leonards. So Eli will have a chance to go against his cousin here in the contest at some point in time tonight. So be an interesting matchup for Eli, I'm sure, and Jackson. Getting ready. The tip here for the Indians is Rex Leverett, and for the Cardinals is number 22, Hayden Zeller. Fort Recovery is going right to left on your radio dial, and the Cardinals are going, obviously, then left to right. Fort Recovery and gets the ball here in the purple and white and gray trim, going against the Cardinals. And obviously, they're cardinal white and yellow. As Coach Leverett said in the pregame show, the Cardinals are out there in their 2-3 matchup zone, which is very active. It's not a standard passive 2-3 zone. Troy Holman has the ball up top for the Indians on the left-hand side over Briggs Overman on the right. Overman with the deep three to start off and swishes that one, giving the Indians a three-point lead on the first quarter Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Tiemann's up the floor here quickly, hands it all over to Henry Nelson, dribbles on the right-hand side. Indians are in man-to-man defense. Over to Weidman, dribbles back up. Troy closely guarded here by Troy Holman. Out to the half-court circle. Over to Nelson, over to Tiemann. Tiemann is their leading scorer and one of their better players. Stolen there by Gavin Fowler as they try to pound the ball inside to Zeller. Guckenbiller for a quick three for the Indians, comes up short. Going to be new Bremen ball here as they get a defensive rebound. Team in ahead to Zeller, and he loses the ball out of bounds. So two possessions for the Cardinals and two straight turnovers. Just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Indians lead again 3-0 on a three-pointer by Briggs Overman. In the JV contest, the Indians lost that one in a close one, 48-41. Leverett has the ball at the top against, again, full court pressure, token pressure, back into a 2-3. Overman thought about a 3, over to Guckenbiller. Guckenbiller lets that one go, short again. Going to be off of Rex's knee, out of bounds. So good look by Reese, just came up short. It's going to be a new Bremen ball. Leonards triggers the ball into Tiemann. Indians jump out in a 1-3-1, half court. Necessarily wouldn't call it a trap, maybe unless it presents itself. Otherwise, just kind of slowing them down a little bit. And then they fall back into a 2-3 zone. So both teams here are playing zone. Nelson has the ball on the left-hand side over in front of Coach Leverett. Tiemann has it inside to Leonards. Back out to Tiemann. Thought about a 3. Lets it go now and switches that one. So 3-3 here in the first quarter. Both teams are starting out with three-point buckets, and both teams are jumping out into a little full-court pressure back to his own defense. Briggs Overman breaks that pressure fairly easy. Over to Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Over to Reese Guckenbiller. Again, New Bremen's out here in a little bit of a trap. Troy Holman splits the defense, drives in. Wild shot, no good. Gavin Fowler with the offensive rebound putback. Gavin hasn't been playing a whole lot over the last couple weeks as he's had an injured back, and good to see Gavin back out there. Possible walk, no call, and Jackson Leonard splits the defense and lays that one in. Both teams trade three-point buckets and two-point field goals, so it's 5-5 right now, 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Again, thank you for listening for all those people on Fort Recovery Radio or WPGW out of Portland, Indiana. Again, New Bremen's in a 2-3 zone right now. Indians are being very patient would be, I guess, a pleasant way to put it. Troy Holman has the ball in the logo up here at the Cardinals, basically just holding it on his hip. Over to Briggs Overman now. Briggs tries to split the defense up and scores on a nice little scoop by Briggs Overman. Again, Briggs is our leading scorer coming in on the campaign. Troy Holman dives for a loose ball, gets deflected back across the court. Picked up is Zach Weidman. And Rex Leverett goes down hard. Still on the ground. Cardinals have an advantage. Rex does finally get back up. And three, because of that fall, is Henry Nelson. Nelson takes the lead. Our Cardinals take the lead off that Nelson shot. 8-7 here. Overman does a good job of breaking the pressure. Gets it over to senior Troy Holman. Troy's seeing the trap. Dribbles back away. A little treat dribble to create some space. Over to Briggs Overman. Loses the ball. Stolen by the Cardinals. We got a scrum on the floor. New Bremen calls a 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout. We'll be Right back here with 4:03 to play in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. New Bremen 8, Fort Recovery 7.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
So 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, New Bremen has the ball. Tiemann has it on the right-hand side, looking for Leonard's inside or Zeller in the high post. Indians are going man-to-man. Ball screen here for number 5, Keaton Putoff, who just checked in. Another fine-looking athlete as a senior. Skip pass over to Jackson. Jackson thought about a 3, guard closely guarded by Rex Leverett. Drives in, spin move, goes up, and no good on a little, nice little spin move by Jackson Leonard. Has an 8-footer, just missed it. Indians are seeing a 1-1-3 here. Half-court trap. Troy Holman does a good job of splitting it. Gavin Fowler has the ball, drives in, spins, throws it back out to Rex Leverett. Rex thought about a 3, but wisely turned that down. Over to Troy Holman. Troy calls out a set. Dribbles over to the right, looking to get it into Briggs. Gets into Gavin Fowler. Gavin Fowler turns in spin move. Gets blocked by Jackson Leonard. Outlet ahead to number 15, Rogan Mueller, who just checked in. Nice little spin move for him. Up and off the glass. No good. So both teams were hot to start off. They're starting to cool off here. Next sub or dead ball will be a host of subs for both teams. Troy Holman does get it across. Close to a 10-second count there. Over to Briggs Overman on the right-hand side. Back up to Troy. Again, New Bremen's in a 2-3 zone. Indians are trying to go high-low, looking for Gavin Fowler inside. Rex Leverett on the baseline. Got a 3-guard front looking to attack. Briggs splits that. Goes up, wild shot, no good. Trying to draw a foul. Coach Leverett wasn't happy with that shot as Briggs trying to draw a foul, but they don't call it. Putoff has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Tiemann, a deep 3 from Tiemann. No good there. Putoff gets an offensive rebound over to Zeller. Gets it stolen away by Reese Guggenmiller. A little bit different contrast here as the Indians are being patient, walking it up. Rex Leverett drives in, kicks it over to Reese Guggenmiller. Thought about a 3. Good shot fake. Skip past the Briggs Overman. Gets it inside to Gavin Fowler. Takes it up strong off the glass. Something the Indians have been missing here late with Gavin Fowler on the bench just due to some injury. Nice to have that senior back. His 4 points on the day, 9 for the Indians as we lead by 1, 9-8 with a minute 30 to go. Indians look like they're in man-to-man defense here. Putoff has the ball, gets it inside to Zeller. They're going to call out of bounds on Zeller. 3 turnovers for the Cardinals here. Host subs checking in again for the Indians. We've got Gavin Fowler going to the bench, and Reese Guggenmiller replacing them as freshman Breaker Judy and also junior Gavin Evers. For the Cardinals, number 21 checked in, Gavin Quellhorst, a sophomore. Number 24, Raylan Boosie, a junior. And number 14, Grant Dickey, a junior. Cardinals right now are playing 10 or 11 players deep here in the first quarter, so that full court pressure trying to wear teams down. Under a minute to go here, Troy Holman's being very patient. Nice jump spot stop, splits the zone. He's getting trapped, looking to find someone. Throws it back up to Briggs Overman. Briggs dribbles all the way across the court. Holman has it on the left-hand side. Over to Rex Leverett. Thought about a 3. Indians are being very patient here on offense. I'm sure Coach Leverett would be happy with the 1-point lead going into the end of the quarter. Troy Holman has it. Dribbles over to Briggs Overman. Troy tries to tie his shoe. Briggs goes in and shoots another wild jump shot. No good. New Bremen with the ball. Dickey has it over to Putoff. Putoff dribble handoff with the ball screen action out of it to Mueller. Mueller hands off to Boosie. Boosie back to Quellhorst for a deep 3. Gavin Quellhorst gives the Cardinals a 2-point lead with 12 seconds to go. They jump into that 1-3-1 full court trap here. Overman skips it over to Leverett. Overman has the ball with 5 seconds. Dribbles across the timeline, and they do call an over and back call. 2.9 seconds to go. Turnover on the Indians. Freshman Brody Bargy checks in, number 32 for the Indians. We got two freshmen out there who are nice athletes for the Indians. Both of them are 6'4". Definitely have added some athleticism and size to the Indians roster. Also a lot of depth to the Indians, as now Coach Lovrek can go 11-D. Cardinals get it in. Running shot is Rogan Mueller, gets blocked from behind by Briggs Overman at the end of one. The Cardinals 11 and the Indians 9.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Again, thank you for listening. Again, Brian Patch bringing you action tonight. You are listening on Fort Recovery Radio or WPGW 100.9 FM out of Portland, Indiana. So thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Our Fort Recovery Insurance was our first quarter sponsor, and Cal Pharmacy is our second quarter sponsor. It is New Bremen ball to start the quarter. Tiemann has the ball for the Cardinals. Deep three. Holy cow. Almost out to past the volleyball line was Quellhorst. The lefty, no good. Indians get a rebound there as multiple players go on the floor for a loose ball. Brody Bargy picked it up for the Indians. Over to Troy Holman, walks it up. Troy has the ball up top, thrown over to Reese Guggenbiller. Back up to Gavin Evers, who checked in a little bit at the end of that quarter. Gets it into Brody Bargy. Nice high-low pass over to Reese Guggenbiller in the corner. Picked his dribble up. Troy Holman has the ball now in the left top wing area. Dribbles across the court, hand off to Gavin Evers. Again, New Bremen's in a very aggressive 2-3 zone, coming out and playing the passing lanes. A lot of man principles in that regard. Not just the old stand them in the paint, packet it in. Although the Indians do typically struggle from the 3-point line. They're foul on Quellhorst, reaching in. Be New Bremen's first foul of the quarter. So Coach Stevens maybe saw something on film that he liked with the matchup of playing 2-3 zone, but I also know they play a lot of zone anyway. But with that being said, we do have Briggs Overman hitting a three to start the game for the Indians. Evers has the ball for the Indians, trying to get high-low to Brody Bargy, Breaker Judy inside. Brody Bargy has nice position inside for a freshman. Shot fix, takes it up strong and off the glass. Great finish for freshman Brody Bargy at 6'4 in there against Jackson Leonard, who's also every bit of 6'4. Now we get a steal by Brody Bargy. Nice little segment there from Brody and the freshman. Troy Holman passes ahead to Brody Bargy. Passes it over to nobody, unfortunately. Turnover there on the Indians. Doing a little bit too fast, too much there for Brody. Love the aggressiveness, though, out of the freshman. Indians are man-to-man defense right now. We do have Judy, Bargy, Holman, Guggenbiller, and Evers on the floor. Quellhorst has the ball. A sophomore for New Bremen drives in at the lefty. No good. Good defense there by Reese Guggenbiller. Gavin Evers clears the board for the Indians. Troy Holman's walking it up. Again, different styles of pace here, as Coach Lovrett said in the pregame. New Bremen loves to get up and down the floor, and the Indians love to be very patient on offense. It's tied here in the Calp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard, 11-11. Bargy sets a ball screen for Holman. Holman refuses the ball screen, goes the opposite direction against that 2-3. The Indians are being very patient. Guggenbiller has the ball, holding it on his hip here. Gets it inside to Holman in the high post. Holman drives in, gets it knocked away, recovers it, gets it over to Brody Bargy. Nice pass inside from Brody Bargy to Breaker Judy on the high-low. Indians take the lead. That is Breaker Judy's first basket for the Indians. Indians lead 13-11 with 5 minutes to go in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. Quell Horse has the ball over to Tiemann. Tiemann's trying to get it inside to Jackson. Good defense by Reese Giegenbiller. Does find Boosie underneath, but throws it through his hands. Mass substitutions for both teams here. Overman, Leverett, and Faller check in, replacing Evers, Judy, and Guggenbiller. So Holman and Bargy stay on the floor for the Tribe. And for the Cardinals, we have Tiemann, Zeller, Jackson, Putoff, and Mueller on the floor for the Cardinals. Troy Holman picked his dribble up there as he's going against a little 1-2-2 full court trap. And 10-second call against the Indians as they were being too patient trying to get the ball across the floor. Going to be Cardinals taking it out right here in front of us. Boosie has the ball over to Mueller. Indians are in a 2-3 zone. Jackson lets a three fly, hits it. Jackson Leonard's for three, giving him 5 points on the night. And the Cardinals take a 14-13 lead. They jump right back into that 1-2-2. Indians do a better job of breaking at that this time. Brody Bargy with a turnover. Putoff picks the steal up. Over to Tiemann. Back to Putoff. Almost banks into three. Bargy recovers the rebound. Over to Leverett. Leverett walks it up here for the Indians. Again, trailing by one with 4 minutes to go, halfway through the second quarter. 14-13 Cardinals lead. Leverett gets it over to Holman, skips it over to Faller on the wing. Faller throws it to the short corner to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbles it right back out. Troy Holman has the ball on the, up top. Indians are again being pretty patient here, getting to Brody Bargy on the baseline. They're going to call walk. Indians are doing a nice job of trying to get it to the short corner with the high post dive to Gavin Faller, or working the high post, the short corner look. Unfortunately for the Indians there, we got a turnover. Usually the zone has some soft spots in a 2-3 zone and high post and short corner. You can get it to the high post. You can look backside on the wing or short corner, and that's what the Indians are trying to do. Jackson Leonard lets another three fly, comes up short. Leverett corrals the rebound down for the purple and white. Leverett dribbles across that time. Hands it off to Troy Holman. Holman drives in, splits the defense. One-handed runner, no good. Brody Bargy doing some work on the glass. Turnaround jump hook for Brody Bargy. Giving him 4 points on the night. Quickly down at the other end is a three for Nebreeman. Rogan Mueller hits a three. You can celebrate scoring a bucket, but you turn around and Nebreeman shoots a three quickly as they possibly can. They take a 17-15 lead. Again, short corner pass from Brody Bargy to Rex Leverett. Rex Leverett hits a nice little jump shot from a 10-foot spot. Tied up, 17s. Zeller hands it off to Tiemann. He thought about a three, gets it inside to Hayden Zeller. Nice little spin move. Turns around, goes up, and no good. Battle for the loose ball. Gavin Faller comes away with it for the Indians. Hands it over to Troy Holman. Holman's driving in. Stops, picks his dribble up, throws it over to Rex Leverett, fellow classmate on the right-hand side in front of Coach Stevens from New Bremen. With 2:15 to go in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard, Coach Leverett takes a 30-second timeout. So let's take a timeout with him.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to close.
And when the Indians get it out of the timeout, and we get it into Brody Bargey in the high post, and he does a great job of turning around and throwing it to Rex Leverett, who just missed the inside shot. New Bremen's on the other end. They're going to call a reach-in foul. That's only the second foul on the Indians. So no harm on the foul. The Cardinals will take it out underneath. Triggering it in is Mueller. Gets it over to Zeller. Back up to Lennertz. Three is short. He's looking for a deflected call, but no call from the officials. So it will be Indians ball with a minute 50 to go. Again, New Bremen jumps into the 1-2-2. Holman does a nice job of breaking it over to Overman. It's Guggenmiller, gets it inside to Brody Bargey, turns and scores in his left hand. Nice pass by senior Reese Guggenmiller to freshman Brody Bargey, giving Bargey six on the night. Turnover quickly on the other end is New Bremen. Aaron Tiemann throws a little high and over the head of Jackson Leonard, so it's going to be Indians ball. A couple subs in for New Bremen. Holman has the ball for the Indians, going against the pressure. Does a nice job of jump stopping through that pressure. Throws it over to Briggs Overman. Lets it fly for a three. Briggs Overman, a recipient of the nice pass from Troy Holman. Quickly down for the Indians. Or excuse me, the Cardinals is Boosie. Over to Tiemann. Over to Boosie. Putoff finds himself unguarded. We had a miscommunication play by the Indians right there. And found Keaton Putoff has found himself wide open underneath the basket. With that basket for the Cardinals, the Indians still lead 22-19. Guggenbiller has the ball in the left-hand wing. Picks his dribble up. Over to Overman. Back to Guggenbiller. Thought about a three. Turns it over. Nice steal from Boosie. He pushes ahead to Mueller for a three. No good. Cardinals crash and get their hands on a loose ball. Mueller picks it up. He's driving in. Spin move. Takes it up. Blocked from behind by Overman. Cardinals with it. Three no good for Boosie. Put off with a rebound. Going to be a reach-in foul by Brody Bargey. The Indians just got outworked on the glass right there. Cardinals had three or four opportunities at that chance. Gavin Evers checks in, replacing freshman Brody Bargey. Mueller triggers it into Putoff. Indians got lucky, no foul on that call. Putoff shot, missed it, got his own rebound. Offensive rebound put back for Keaton Putoff. Nice looking athlete for the Cardinals there. 7 seconds to go. Overman has the ball, drives in, takes it up, double clutch, and finishes off the glass for Briggs Overman. At the buzzer, Ryan Tiemann's shot goes a little hard off the glass. Well, after one half completed, the Fort Recovery Indians lead 24, New Bremen Cardinals 21.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Nest at New Bremen, Ohio. Again, we see our Indians at halftime lead by three, 24-21. Breakdown goes like this. At the end of one quarter, the New Bremen Cardinals led 11-9. In the second quarter, we saw our Indians outscore the Cardinals 15-10 as we went on a nice scoring spurt there, led by Briggs Overman in that quarter. Leading scorers for the Indians is Briggs Overman, who has 10 points already, 3 points over his average for the game here at halftime. He has two threes and two pointers. Freshman Brody Bargy has six, as four of those points are on offensive rebounds. So good work by the young freshman right there. Gavin Faller, who's back for the Indians as a senior, who has been hurt over the last couple weeks with a back injury. We're happy to have him out there as he's chipped in with 4 points. Freshman breaker Judy's added two. And rounding out the 24 points for the Indians is senior Rex Leverett with 2 points. Leading the way for the New Bremen Cardinals is Jackson Leonards with 5 points. Keaton Putoff with four. And then there's four Cardinals with three, as all have hit three-point buckets. And Aaron Tiemann, Rogan Mueller, Gavin Quellhorst, and Henry Nelson for the Cardinals. Right now the Cardinals are living and dying by that three-point line, as all but 6 points of their 21. So 15, they got 5 3-point buckets for the Cardinals, and only 3 2-point baskets. And those two of those are by Putoff on offensive rebounds for the Cardinals. Again, for the Indians, we got 2 3-point field goals for the Tribe. So hopefully we can stay hot, and Briggs Overman can stay hot in the quarter. Let's take a break on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. Again, you're listening to Brian Patch here on Fort Recovery Radio and 100.9 on your FM dial, PGW FM out of Portland, Indiana.
Join us on a magical journey down the Yellow Brick Road with the Wizard of Oz at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School this weekend.
Showtimes are this Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
Tickets are available at the door and are $6 for students and $8 for adults.
Be there to support our local high school drama club.
The Fort Recovery Girl Scouts are again sponsoring their annual father-daughter dance from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th at the Legion. The cost is just $20 per couple and $5 for each additional girl. The forms were sent home from school with your kids and will need to be returned by Friday, March 1st to the elementary school office, along with the check made out to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts. So to our young ladies, many of you have been waiting all year for the father-daughter dance to come back around, so get your best dress clothes together and have your dad, granddad, or uncle escort you to a night of exciting games, dancing, surprises, cotton candy, and other delicious treats at the Girl Scouts annual father-daughter dance on Sunday evening, March 17th, from 6 to 8 at the Legion. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to 4 pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours while supplies last.
Again, welcome back here. Recap JV score. Again, our innings came up a little short to the Cardinals, who I know I don't have the records in front of me, but I do know that New Bremen JV team has a great record. Watching that, a little bit of that game, very athletic. They get up and down the floor, similar to the high school team, and they do a real nice job. So Indians lost by 7, 48-41. At the end of one, the Cardinals led 19-10. In the second quarter, the squad coached by Darian Sheffer outscored the Cardinals 9-5 to trail at halftime 24-19. Third quarter was close, but Indians got outscored in that one by the Cardinals 10-8. To trail in the going into the fourth quarter 34-27. We tied up the fourth quarter 14-14 all, and again losing by 7, 48-41. Leading score for the Indians with 22 big points was freshman guard Grant Fortkamp. Chipping in for 6 was Hayden Seifring, 5 for Douglas Benn, 4 for Benjamin Ingold, 2 for Tyler Wendell, and 2 for Luke Lochtefeld. Leading the way for the Cardinals was Jalen Powell with 19 big points for the Cardinals. So a lot to look forward for with freshman Grant Fortkamp for the Tribe coming up. I assume next year to take over the lead guard spot from senior Troy Holman as he graduates. Troy's done a nice job over his varsity career. I think he's been a 3-year starter for the Purple and White. So Grant Fortkamp looking to probably possibly take that over next year as a sophomore. A big shout out and congratulations to our bowling team as they are going to state. So congratulations to the Fort Recovery bowling team as they are heading to state. Exciting times for the bowling league. And I know Coach Corey Gerlach's done a nice job of taking over the bowling alley and getting our bowling team set up. And so congratulations to the Fort Recovery bowlers. At halftime, they were here in the Cardinal Nest, they were congratulating the New Bremen Cardinals, who also made it for first team and also state or for the accolades and accomplishments for the Cardinals on their bowling team as well. So I saw we had four ladies make it for the Indians on either first or second team all conference for the bowlers. So congratulations to them. Let's take a commercial break here on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show, and we'll come back with the start of the third quarter, which will be Fort Recovery Ball when we come back.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
To start the third quarter again, it's going to be the Indians starting lineup with Overman, Holman, Guggenbiller, Faller, and Leverett on the floor for the Indians. And for the Cardinals, we got Putoff, we got Leonards, we got Zeller, we got Tiemann, and number 15 there is Mueller, which I assume is their normal starting lineup, which they had senior night tonight, so they started some seniors in place of them. Getting trapped there was Rex Leverett for the Indians, but he's able to break out of that and gets it over to Holman, over to Overman up top. Briggs is trying to find a seam, looking for Gavin Faller in the high post. Rex Leverett's running short corner baseline. Gavin drives in there, spin, turns around up off the glass, no good. And goes out of bounds on Tiemann, so will be for recovery ball. Good hustle play there by Gavin. He did miss Rex on the short corner there. If he got it and just flipped it to Rex, Rex had a chance for the lay-in, but Gavin did make a nice little spin move. Just missed the shot. Leverett has the ball, drives to the middle, spins, kicks out to Overman. Getting New Bremen's in a 2-3, extended 2-3, I'd call it, as they're really applying and trapping anywhere in the short corners and even up top a little bit. Indians are doing a nice job of breaking this pressure. Holman has it up to Guggenbiller. Back to Holman on the right-hand side. Again, the Indians are going left to right on your radio dial. Briggs Overman has the ball in front of Coach Leverett. He's yelling out some instructions to the Tribe. Overman has it, drives baseline. Turnover on Briggs Overman. He was trying to force it inside to Leverett. Teaming quickly ahead to Leonards. Leonards goes up, lays it off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Keaton Putoff. That's where Keaton Putoff has done most of his work tonight, is on the offensive glass, giving him 6 points on the night. Overman breaks the pressure there for the against the Cardinals. Hands it over to Holman. Over to Guggenbiller in the corner. Reese thought about a three. Throws it back up to Holman. Drives baseline back to Guggenbiller. Gets it inside to Fowler. He turns and faces the floor. Kicks it out to Overman. Right now the Indians have the Leverett trying to run the baseline. Fowler in the high post and then the three-guard front against the 2-3. We get it on a quick ball reversal to Leverett. He comes up short on the three. Zeller pushes ahead for the Cardinals. Kicks over to Mueller. He thought about a three. Drives in. Loses the ball to Guggenbiller. Good defense by Reese Guggenbiller. Throws a long pass ahead. Aaron pass to Holman. Gets it stolen by Tiemann. Tiemann throws ahead to Putoff. Putoff lays it in. Putoff with four quick points here for the Cardinals, and they now take a one-point lead, 25-24. Another errant pass by the purple and white. Tiemann goes up awkwardly and lays it in. Cardinals start off with a 6-0 run for the quarter here, looking to see if Coach Leverett's going to take a timeout. He does not. Gets another steal. Tiemann with the steal. Lays it in. 8-0 run for the Cardinals to start the half. They now take a five-point lead, 29-24. Another trap here for New Bremen. Troy Holman gets out of that, swings it over to Leverett, swings it over to Overman, picks his drill up, trying to find someone to throw it to. Holman comes up, releases the pressure, gets it back to Overman, lets a three fly from the left-hand wing and hits it. Briggs Overman for three, giving him 13 on the night. Cuts the lead into two for the Cardinals lead. Three on the other end for Putoff, no good. Nice pass inside from Leonards to Zeller for two. And then pay for that offensive rebound given up there. Cardinal fans are wanting a travel call, no good. Indians break the pressure, down to Fowler, passes over to Holman, gets fouled on the shot inside. Action is definitely picked up here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. As we see the Cardinals lead 31-27. Troy Holman steps to the Hall Brother free throw line and picks up his first points of the night. Freshman Brody Bargy checks in, and Gavin Evers, a junior, replacing Overman and Fowler. Troy Holman lets the second free throw fly and cashes in on that. Two for two from the line for Troy Holman. Those are the first free throws for either team tonight. It's been a quickly well-played game here by both teams for the most part as far as stoppage of play anyway goes. Indians are in a 2-3 zone themselves. Leonards has the ball in the high post. Kicks over to Putoff for three. No good. Zeller doing work on the offensive glass. Put back in for Hayden Zeller. 4 points for him in the quarter. Pushing that lead up to four, 33-29. Again, they're back into a 1-2-2 full court trap. Indians barely break that as time goes across. Leverett has it inside, handoff to Gavin Evers, up no good. Bargy in there mixing it up. Tiemann saves it to Troy Holman, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Zeller and the Cardinals, ahead to Mueller, passes ahead, no dribbling. Great fast break for the Cardinals, Putoff just misses the layup. Ball never touched the ground. Indians quickly down the other end against that pressure. Leverett has the ball, skip past the Reese Guggenbiller. That pass got lucky to get through. Guggenbiller has it on the right-hand side. Over to Bargy. To Troy Holman on the opposite side. Hands off to Leverett. He drives in there and finishes it. Gives Leverett 4 points. His second two-point basket. First one of the second half. Indians again trail by two. 33-31. And nice pass from Mueller into Zeller, who gets fouled by Brody Bargy. So Hayden Zeller will step to the free throw line. It'll be the first free throws for the Cardinals. Getting ready to check into the scorer's table is Briggs Overman and Breaker Judy, replacing Guggenbiller and Leverett. And leaving the floor for the Cardinals is Leonards and Mueller. And replacing them is Gavin Quellhorst and Roland Boosie. Zeller's able to hit those, giving him six on the night. Going 2 for 2 from the line. In his break, that pressure quickly inside to Gavin Evers. He goes up and misses it and fouls. Nice hustle play by Gavin, even though he missed the inside shot. Going after offensive rebound. Those are one of those hustle plays you don't mind having fouls called if you're a coach. Checking in for the Cardinals is Grant Dickey, a junior, replacing Keaton Putoff, a senior. Again, senior night for the Cardinals. They do have six seniors on the floor, or on the roster, I should say. Tiemann has the ball for the Cardinals, who lead by 4, 35-31. Zeller, high jump shot in that 15-foot range, comes up short. Brody Bargy got a rebound for the Indians, throws it over to Breaker Judy, brings it down against the pressure, hands it off to Troy Holman. Overman has the ball on the right-hand side, probing, driving in, looking for a charge of the Cardinal fans. Rebound for Boosie, laying on his backside, throws it ahead to Quellhorst. As Overman missed that shot, Quellhorst over to Tiemann. Good ball movement for the Cardinals. Three on the other end is Boosie. Quellhorst tracks that down and gets called for a traveling call as Gavin Evers and Breaker Judy were pressuring and trapping him. Student section right in front of us was not happy with that call, and they're all wide out currently right now. 2:01 to go in the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians coming up a little short right now, trailing by 4, 35-31. Mueller checks in, replacing Zeller for the Cardinals. He goes over and sees the trainer. Looks like he might have some blood or a cut on himself. Cardinals are extending their 2-3 zone here, picking up the Indians at half court. Overman over to, passes to Holman on the left-hand side, dribbles in a couple dribbles, throws over to Evers in the wing area. Evers throws back up to Holman, swings the ball to the right-hand side to Briggs Overman. Throws it over to Breaker Jr. and kick ball. Called by Eric Schwab, the official right there in front of us. It's going to be Indians ball in front of our visiting crowd. Officials come over and have a conference. And they just basically keep the Indians ball. They just move it up on the floor, more towards half court. Good discussion there by the officials. Holman has it for the purple and white. Dribbling across to Briggs Overman. Overman getting trapped here by the Cardinals. Gets it to Holman in the short corner. Troy Holman drives in, throws it over to Gavin Evers, takes it up and finishes. Nice pass from Troy Holman, and the recipient of that pass is Gavin Evers for two. New Bremen quickly down the floor as Quellhorst over to Tiemann on the right-hand side in front of Coach Corey Stevens, who's done a nice job for the Cardinals since he's been there. Tiemann lets a three fly. Good. Leading scorer for the Cardinals on the season is Aaron Tiemann. Just cashes it in there. He's got 8 on the night. Breaker Judy's able to break that pressure, drives baseline, and throws it over to where he thought Gavin Evers was, but was not. So turnover on the purple and white. Put off checks in. Replaces Tiemann, who just hit that deep three for the Cardinals. Mueller has it for New Bremen, 40 seconds to go. Gets it inside to put off, turns it up, no good. Brody Bargy goes up high for a rebound and gets fouled by Putoff, who just missed the shot. That is the second foul on New Bremen. 2 on the Indians as well. 35 seconds to go, so neither team will probably shoot free throws at least off of fouls unless it's a shooting call. Indians do a nice job of breaking the pressure. Brody Bargy has it in, throws it over to Gavin Evers. Gavin drives in and lays it in off the glass. Giving Gavin 4 on the night, 35 for the Indians, 38 for the Cardinals, 15 seconds to go. Quellhorst is a kid you got to guard at the volleyball line who has hit 2 threes out there. Cardinals looking for a pick and roll action, no good. Throws it over to Dickey, drives in, gets blocked by Bargy. They're going to call a foul on Brody Bargy. 1.6 seconds to go. 38-35, New Bremen leads. Looking for a lob pass or a quick shot here with 1.6. Gets it over to Quail Horse. Lets it go off the back of the rim for New Bremen. And that, no good. So we see New Bremen leading the Indians going into the fourth quarter, 38-35.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable. And sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back at the nest here in New Bremen. That third quarter was not kind to the Indians as the Cardinals outscored a 17-11 to take a 38-35 lead. On the floor for the Purple and White and Coach Bob Leverett is Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Holman, Rex Leverett, Gavin Faller, and Brody Bargie. For the Cardinals, they have Mueller, Tiemann, Putoff, Zeller, and Leonard's on the floor. Skip pass from Putoff to Tiemann. Deep three, no good. When New Bremen shoots a three, they don't just shoot it at the line. They're shooting it 3 or 4 feet behind the line. Rebound for the Indians. Turnover there quickly from Brody Bargie, and Aaron Tiemann steals it and lays it in. Giving him 6 points in this half. Steal again for the Cardinals on the Indians, and a turnover right back. Steal by Gavin Faller, so both teams are trading turnovers here. Deflected pass from New Bremen. Leverett dives for the fall on the ball, picks it up. Coach Leverett calls a quick timeout. Clay Ellman grants it to him, so let's take a timeout, and we'll be back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
So Indians get the ball. New Bremen's coming out in a trap. Do a nice job of breaking it. Getting to Leverett in a high post area. Again, where you want to attack his zone. Over to Guggenbiller. No good on the three. Rebound tracked down by Troy Holman. K&L Trackers is our fourth quarter sponsor here. Again, you're listening on Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW 100.9. Leverett misses that shot. Tiemann quickly down the floor and lays it in. Coast to coast is Aaron Tiemann. Aaron Tiemann's going on a run here in this half as he has 8 points now in this half, 12 overall. Indians break the pressure. Brody Bargie, left-handed turnaround jumper. The freshman is pretty smooth using that left hand, giving him 8 on the night. Quickly down the floor is the Cardinals as they like to push tempo. Nice pass inside from Zeller to Leonard. Just goes through Leonard's hands. Tiemann tells him, just shoot it. You're open, shoot it. Zeller did turn down a nice little 15-footer, trying to get a better shot for his teammate. The turnover on the Cardinals. They jump back into the 1-2-2, three-quarter court trap. They're just really long with that. The deflected pass right there, they're going to call a foul on Zeller. They are 6-5, 6-5, 6-5 across the front three there. Officials explaining to Zeller. He asked what he did for the call. Guggenbiller has the ball. Skip pass over to Overman. Three, no good. Tracked down by Zeller. Throws it over to Aaron Thiemann. Thiemann's driving down the floor. Disregards Troy Holman. Should have been an offensive foul, possibly, as they extended that arm. Instead, they're going to call blocking call on Troy Holman. It'll be the Indians' first foul with 5:47 to go here in the K&L Tractor on the fourth quarter scoreboard. Again, our Indians are trailing 37-42. Cardinals trigger it in as Mueller over to Leonard. It's back to Mueller. Nice little spin move. Takes it up off the glass and finishes with the left hand. Rogan Mueller with his fifth point of the night. First in the second half. Indians down the floor against the 1-2-2. Troy and Briggs have faced that all night and done a nice job of not turning it over too often against that pressure. Leverett throws it and gets a kick ball against Putoff. So it will be Indians ball on the side right in front of the coaching staff. Indians are looking at a deficit here, 44-37. 5 minutes to go. We still got time. We just got to make sure we're efficient. Turnover on the Indians on Overman. Down the floor to Mueller. Good hustle play back from Leverett, but unfortunately fouls him as he was trying to hustle back to block the shot. Rogan Mueller slowed down to lay it in, and Leverett hustled down the floor. Picks up the foul, so the hoop and the harm for Rogan Mueller. Rogan steps to the line on the All-Brother free throw line, and no good. Tipped up. Indians got a defensive rebound there as they trail 46-37 now. Fowler has the ball inside. Jump stop takes it up. Going to be fouled from behind on Leonards. So Gavin Fowler's going to the free throw line. Exactly 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, Indians trail by nine. We need these free throws here by Gavin Fowler. He cashes in. Giving Gavin five on the night. Sub for the Cardinals. Zeller steps out and Boosie steps in. On the floor for the Indians, we got Holman, Overman, Fowler, Judy, and Leverett. And Fowler hits that one, going a perfect 2-for-2. The Indians are 4-for-4 from the free throw line, giving Gavin six on the night. Thiemann has the ball on the right-hand side over to Mueller. Up the putoff. Back to Boosie. Boosie lets the three go. No good. Over to Holman. Gets the rebound. Spins. Deflected pass. Going to be... ooh. Boosie comes down with it. Over to Leonards. He pushes ahead to Thiemann. Thiemann drives in. Goes in there wildly out of control. They're going to call blocking call on Gavin Fowler. So Aaron Thiemann's going to step to the free throw line for the Cardinals to shoot two. New Bremen does not waste a lot of time trying to convert defense into offense. As they get it, they're pushing ahead one or two passes, and they're trying to attack the score. Thiemann no good on that free throw. Overman gets subbed out, and Reese Guggenbiller is coming in. Briggs right now has 13 points, leading scorer for the Tribe on the night. So probably don't want to set him too long. Thiemann hits that free throw. Pushing that lead to 8, 47-39 with 4:24 to go. And Rex Leverett drives in and hits the little two-point pull-up, giving Rex six on the night. It's going to be a full timeout by Coach Bob Leverett. Again, 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. K&L Tractor scoreboard, it's 47, New Bremen, 41, Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
With 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter, again, our Indians are trailing by 6, 47-41. New Bremen ball taking it out here under their basket. I should say under our basket. Going, got to go the length of the court. Indians getting a little token man-to-man pressure by Troy Holman. Tiemann does a good job of breaking that. Throws it over to Putoff, over to Leonard's on the right-hand side in the baseline. Back up to Quell Horse, up to Tiemann. This is the most patient the Cardinals have been. And as I say that, Tiemann drives in there, splits the defenders, and gets fouled. Foul on Troy Holman, his second. It is the fourth team foul for the Tribe. But Tiemann is going to the free throw line on the shooting call. So leading scorer for the Cardinals, Aaron Tiemann steps up and hits that free throw, giving him 14 on the night, leading scorer for both teams. Briggs Overman has 13 for the Tribe. Gavin Fowler checks out. Brody Bargy checks in. Tiemann eyes and flies it on the Hall Brother free throw line. No good, but crosses the line too early. As he saw, he missed the shot and took off. Missed the shot, and you can see the officials there talking to each other about what was the call. They called lane violation as he left the free throw line too early. Indians break the pressure, gets it over to Briggs Overman. Overman's driving in, splits the defenders, throws up a wild shot, looking for a foul, no good. They're going to call foul on Brody Bargy, hitting the offensive glass. So that is the 15th foul for the Indians, 4 on Brody Bargy, who has 8 points tonight for the freshman. So we'll walk down to the other end as Hayden Zeller will be shooting. Hayden Zeller eyes and flies and hits that free throw. Perfect 3 for 3 on the night. Second attempt for the senior. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. 4 for 4. Right now, knock on wood, but Indians are 4 for 4 from the line, and New Bremen is 6 for 6. Pretty good shooting for both teams. Wildly down the floor is Bargy into Overman. Nice pass ahead from Brody Bargy to Briggs Overman, giving him 15 on the night. Quickly down on the other end. Nice pass from Quell Horse to Zeller. They break the Indians' pressure as we don't get back on defense very well. Quickly down the other end are the Indians. Pace is picking up here. Bargy to Guggenbiller for three. No good. Boosie gets a rebound. Over to Tiemann. Tiemann drives in. Hands off to Zeller. Zeller shoots it. Gets it blocked from Bargy. And timeout by Coach Stevens. Going to call full timeout. With 2:52 to go in the fourth quarter, that lead is starting to swell up on the Indians as we now trail 52-43. We'll take a break and be back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make.
You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
New Bremen's ball is, Zeller has it for the Cardinals. Hands it off to Boosie, drives in, going to be turnover on the Cardinals. Stepped out of bounds as he drove baseline. So put off checks in, replacing Quellhorst. Again, 2:44 to go. Indians trail here by 9, 52-43. New Bremen's still in their 2-3 zone, kind of extending it a little bit more up to half court, putting some pressure on them, but not too much. So they foul. Indians doing a nice job of breaking it. Leverett has the ball on the baseline. Shoots the three and hits it. Thought about a three. And turns around and shoots it. This is one of Rex's better games of the season here as he's got 9 points for the Indians. Loose ball on the other end. It's going to be called a jump ball. It will be Indians ball. We got time. We can come back here. We just got to be efficient here on this end as it is for recovery's ball. Triggering it in is Brody Bargy over to Troy Holman. Over to Leverett on the wing. Rex's faces up, thought about a three, and a pass is stolen by Putoff. Putoff's driving in there, and scoops and lays it in. Keaton Putoff with the bucket, giving him 10 on the night. Holman quickly down the other end for the Indians. Hands it off to Bargy, but they're going to call foul on the Cardinals. That's only the third team foul for New Bremen. And that's Roland Bussey, his foul. So, and Bussey checks out. And Leonard checks in. And will be Indians ball underneath their basket. Over to Overman. Drives in. Stops on balance that time. Shoots it, no good. Rebound, Brody Bargy inside. Gets fouled by Putoff. So freshman Brody Bargy doing some work inside. He's going to be going to the Hall Brother free throw line. As he sees his team trail 54-46 with a minute 37 to go. Takes a couple dribbles on the Hall Brothers free throw line and hits that free throw. Giving him 9 on the night. Breaker Judy and Gavin Evers check in. Replace Rex Leverett and Briggs Overman. Little defense for offense here. Substitution for the Indians. Brody eyes and flies that one and hits that free throw. Freshman Brody Bargy's having himself a night with 10 points. Second leading scorer for the Indians. They pick up full court pressure. Trail by 6, 54-48 with a minute 30 to go. Team is doing a nice job of handling the ball for the Cardinals up top, creating some space between him and Troy Holman. Tiemann splits the defense, goes up, and hands it off to Jackson Leonard, who scores and lays it in, giving him 7 on the night. Judy has the ball quickly down the other end for the Indians. Over to Guggenbiller, inside for Evers, back out to Guggenbiller. And Coach Leverett's going to take a full timeout as 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. And the Indians trail right now by 8, 56-48. Again, you're listening on Fort Recovery Radio in PGW 100.9 FM, Portland, Indiana.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Again, if you want to check out the action live, you can check out NK Telco and pull up the link there. Again, Indians' next game will be next Wednesday at Upper Scioto Valley, and that will start tournament play. Briggs Overman drives in, blocked by Leonards, and you can hear that. Oh, dribbled out of bounds with Jackson Leonards there. Briggs Overman picks him up a little bit, pressure, and he turns it over. So it's going to be Indians' ball. 51.6 seconds to go. We still got a chance. But PGW and Fort Recovery Radio will be bringing you Fort Recovery tournament play. Leverett has the ball inside and gets it knocked away by Tiemann. So it will be Indians' ball underneath the basket. Troy Holman's going to trigger it in. Over to Guggenbiller. Reese should have shot it. He was wide open. Throws it right over to Briggs. Briggs misses the three. Tiemann drives in. Gets it blocked by Bargy. Leverett with the rebound. Pushing ahead. Hands it off from Reese Guggenbiller on a trail three. Hits it. Reese Guggenbiller for three. And the Indians take a full timeout. It should be our last timeout. Reese's first basket of the night. 27.8 seconds to go. Indians trail by 5, 56-51.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And the Cardinals triggered it in, and the Indians quickly fouled on Gavin Evers there as they were trying to stop the clock. So heading to the line for the Cardinals is Rogan Muether. Shooting two free throws. Most of the Indians coming in at this next free throw. Eyes and flies that one. Comes up short. And for the Tribe is Overman, Leverett, and Bargy. Also on the floor for the Purple and White is Guggenbiller and Holman. Mueller has one more toss for the Cardinals. And that one is good. Again, 57-51, 23 seconds. Holman has the ball for the Indians. Overman drives in, kicks over to Guggenbiller, lets that three fly, and good. We have no timeouts left, though, to stop the clock. Leonards is taking his time, throws it deep. Good defense there by Brody Bargy. Steals the ball over to Guggenbiller. Need a three to tie. Over to Overman for three. Good. Good by Briggs Overman. Going to OT here in New Bremen at the Nest. A 6-0 run in the last 27 seconds for the Purple and White. As Briggs Overman and Reese Guggenbiller hit threes, sending it to overtime. No time on the clock. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
On a magical journey down the Yellow Brick Road with the Wizard of Oz at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School this weekend.
Showtimes are this Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
Tickets are available at the door and are $6 for students and $8 for adults.
Be there to support our local high school drama club.
And bonus basketball here at the Nest. As it's 57-57, jump ball. It was knocked out by Fort Recovery on the jump ball by Rex Leverett. So it's going to be a new Bremen ball. As Reese Guggenbiller and Briggs Overman hit back-to-back threes on back-to-back trips, trailing by six to send it to overtime. Mueller has the ball for the Cardinals. Over to Putoff. Indians go out man-to-man defense here and start to apply some pressure. Leonard has the ball on the up top of the key over to Tiemann. Wild shot for Aaron Tiemann. Goes in, off balance, pull-up jumper. Giving Tiemann 16 on the night. The Cardinals have four in double digits. 16, 10, 10, and 10. Fort Recovery is able to break that pressure. Overman has the ball for the purple and white on the wing. Dribbles up to the top, looking for Guggenbiller. Swings it across to Reese. Reese is driving in, probing. Hands it over to Holman and gets fouled by Keaton Putoff on the reach-in. That's the 15th foul on the Cardinals, so they're going to be shooting free throws are the Indians and Troy Holman. Again, the Indians trail here in bonus basketball with 3:11 to go, 59-57. Troy Holman steps through the Hall Brother free throw line and misses. And if I were to tell you folks, that was the first missed free throw by either team tonight. Both teams were perfect from the line going into that free throw. Holman misses that one as well. Rebound comes to the Cardinals. Tiemann comes across. Stop pops. No good on the 10-footer. Zeller with the rebound. Going to be timeout on the Cardinals as Zeller is getting ready to fall out of bounds. 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
And we're back here with bonus basketball again with 2:58 to go in overtime. The Indians trail by 2, 59-57. Again, in JV action, we saw the Tribe come up short, 48-41. New Bremen gets the ball into Zeller. Turnaround jumper, no good. Great strong rebound by freshman Brody Bargy. Hands it over to Troy Holman, over to Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbles across half court. Over to Guggenbiller. Gets it inside to Brody Bargy, throws it across to Leverett and gets knocked out of bounds on Zeller and the Cardinals. So it will be Indians ball as Troy Holman's going to trigger it in for the Indians. Throws it in to Leverett, stepping in, back to Holman, and he turns it over. Rex tries to force it back into Troy, turnover on the Indians. Tiemann throws it over to Putoff, who just crossed the half-court line. Over to Mueller. Mueller dribbles back up. Indians are starting to pressure, trying to get a trap. Leonard drives in, almost a three-second call, but gets out just in time. Over to Mueller. Right now, the Cardinals are taking some time, running some clock off with a two-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Showing some patience and poise here are the Cardinals. Loverack comes up to trap, hits put off, throws it over to Zeller. Cardinals are able to get out of that trap. And turnover on the Cardinals. Loverett has the ball. Throws it across court as he was falling down. Turnover back on the Indians. Cardinals pick it up. Zeller throws it over to Mueller. Back over to Putoff. Putoff is dribbling back up to half court. Hands it off to Mueller. Down to minute 30 to go. Mueller drives by Overman, and they call reach-in foul. Probably good foul because Mueller goes in and scores the layup. At least makes Rogan Mueller step to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. And foul on Briggs Overman. That's Briggs' first foul of the game. He steps up and hits that free throw. It's junior Rogan Mueller. Eisen flies the second one on the Hall Brother free throw line and hits that one. The Cardinals have not missed a free throw tonight, and we need them to miss a couple here coming down the stretch. Gets trapped as Briggs Overman hands it off to Troy Holman. Passes it over to Rex Loverett. Lets the three fly. Comes up short. Zeller with the rebound. This is where we're going to start needing them to miss some free throws or get a turnover. Mueller has the ball for the Cardinals, guarded by Overman, trying to get a five-second count. Breaks the count. Bargy's coming up the trap. He dribbles away from it. Throws it inside to Leonard's, and they foul him. Unfortunately for Brody Bargy, that is going to be his fifth foul on the night. Brody has had himself a nice night for the freshman. 10 points and a lot of rebounds for the Indians tonight. Junior Gavin Evers is checking in, replacing freshman Brody Bargy. Indians trail by 4, 61-57 with 57.7 seconds to go here in overtime. Jackson Leonard steps up, dribbles three times, eyes and flies and misses the Hall Brother free throw line. That was the first miss of the night. Something we were hoping here for as Indian fans. Eyes and flies the second one, no good. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Rex Loverett. It's going to be Cardinals ball. So the Cardinals are going to take it out underneath their basket. Mueller triggers it in, throws it up to Tiemann, up to the volleyball line. Indians are coming to trap. He finds Jackson on. Jackson Leonard's on the backdoor pass for an easy two. Cardinals now up by 6. Leverett throws it over to Guggenbiller for 3. Comes up short. Rebound Leverett over to Overman. Overman's trying to create some space. Drives in. Throws up a shot. They call foul on the ground on Tiemann. So Briggs Overman's going to be shooting 2. He was hoping for 3. They were hoping they would call the foul on a 3-point shot. But it's on the floor beforehand. Briggs Overman eyes and flies and hits that one. Giving him 19 on the night. Leading scorer in the game for both teams. And hits the second one there. 34.5 seconds to go. Indians picking up full court pressure. Briggs Overman trying to foul. They didn't call foul. Zeller has the ball. Now they call the foul on Reese Guggenbiller, which would have saved about 6 or so seconds. Zeller hits the first free throw, has a second free throw attempt. Eisen flies that one and hits it. Zeller's perfect from the free throw line as New Bremen's only missed 2. Indians get it across, deep 3 for Loverett, no good. Rebound Aaron Tiemann, 20 seconds to go. Looks like the comeback is going to be short here for the Indians as they Tiemann goes up and misses the layup at 12 seconds to go. The Indians trail by 6. Over to Overman with 8 seconds. That 3, no good. Tiemann with the rebound comes down. Going to be a travel call. Great comeback by the Indians, but comes up short. 4.1 seconds. They trail 65-59. We were down 6 with about 15 seconds or so, and we hit back-to-back threes by Reese Guggenbiller and Briggs Overman to send it to overtime. Unfortunately, we were coming up short here in the overtime period. 3 for Overman, no good. Holman with the rebound, put back, no good. At the end of overtime, the New Bremen Cardinals 65, the Fort Recovery Indians 59. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up some scores, and we'll be back.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperatures because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand what your needs are and answer any questions you have. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here on the post game here of Miracle Lanes. We see our Indians come up a little short as we did send it to overtime in a fast and furious pace. At 57-57, just come up short in overtime, getting outscored in that OT four-minute stretch, 8-2 and lose 65-57. The scoring went like this. At the end of one, we saw our Indians trailing 11-9 against the Cardinals. In the second quarter, we outscored New Bremen 15-10 to take a 24-21 halftime lead. And the third quarter was not a kind quarter to the Indians as we get outscored 17-11. and we trail by three going into the fourth and final quarter, 38-35. But in the fourth quarter, we outscore the Cardinals by three, 22-19, to send it to overtime and bonus basketball. And again, unfortunately, in that four-minute stretch, we get outscored 8-2 and lose 65-59 was the final. Leading scorer for the Indians was junior Briggs Overman with 20 points. Freshman Brody Bargy with 10. Chipping in with 9 was senior Rex Leverett. And fellow classmates Reese Guggenbiller added 6. Troy Holman, 4. Gavin Faller, 4. Gavin Evers, a junior, chipped in with 4. And freshman Breaker Judy added 2 points for the Purple and White, giving them their 59 points. Leading the way for New Bremen was Aaron Tiemann. And we have Coach Bob Leverett joining us here on the postgame show. And Coach, I know the outcome was not how you wanted it, but you got to be happy with the Indians not folding in that last few minutes of the game, you know, fighting their way back to send it to overtime.
Right, no, stuck to our game plan. We knew that if they got up, they were, you know, they're a kind of team that's going to kind of maybe shoot you back into it. And they did a little bit. And, you know, we kept grinding away. And Briggs and Googs hit a couple big shots there to send us into overtime. Tiemann makes a huge shot in the lane. And, you know, that kind of got them up, got them going a little bit. And I forget what happened, what our next possession was. But, you know, hey, like I told these guys, that right there, you know, going into tournament just tells you that you can make a run to districts playing like that, you know. So hopefully the light's on. Great effort. I'd like a team to come and guard us man. But, no, I mean, I had some kids step up tonight that really showed some moxie. I thought I don't want to single too many kids out, but, I mean, what can you say about Brody Bargy? I mean, kid was pretty solid tonight. I'm not sure what he ended up with, but had some big rebounds and handled the ball for us.
He had 10 points, and we don't keep track of rebounds, but right. I'm guessing close to a double-double.
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, I'm just proud of the guys. So, hopefully, like I said, I told him in the locker room, hopefully this leads gets a little fire on him going in the tournament, and we can make a run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming in, obviously the win total is not what you want, but, again, you got to be very happy with where your team is currently right now. And with that being said, you know, you just completed a 22-game schedule. You know, going into the tournament next week with Upper Scioto, who obviously is a higher seed than us, what do you think we have to clean up between now and then?
Well, I mean, I thought tonight was, you know, against that 1-3-1 and their little amoeba 2-3, because, you know, it's not a standard matchup. They're just kind of jumping you in areas and their guarding areas, so it's hard to replicate in practice because we run a matchup out of it, you know. So we turned it over in the third quarter against that. That would be something we need to clean up a little bit against Upper, but I really like our chances against Upper, just with our size and our strength of schedule, I think, is going to be huge.
Yes.
When we go there.
So talk a little bit about that. This is a whole new, for those people who don't know, maybe listening to us on 100.9 PGW out of Portland, that maybe aren't familiar with Ohio process. We have a little different process this year. You want to explain that to those people?
So as far as the seeding?
Yeah, the whole process with Max Preps.
Oh, so Max Prep, last year it was Martin RPI. So Max Preps is based on, I'm not sure about the percentages, but 40% of your schedule, wins, losses, another 35% of your opponent's wins, losses, and then your opponent's opponents. There's like a 5 or 10% in there that gets thrown into that mix, and then that's what gives you your seeding. So out of our 13 teams, we were the 9 seed, and Upper was the 5 seed. So, you know, you had LCC at the 1, and then St. Henry the 2, Minster at the 3, Ridgemont was the 4, Upper was the 5, and then New Bremen and Marion after that, and then Perry and then us. So we got a great spot. It's kind of where we wanted to go. We got to stay away from Minster and St. Henry and then go play some teams out of our conference. So
yeah, and which we're obviously not scared to play those teams, but it's just nice not to play the same teams that know you so well.
Absolutely. They have everything on you. You know, they've got, you know, with our Mac pool and huddle, they have all 22 of your games at their beck and call to find everything out on you. So, yeah, it's nice to get away from them, and we'll see what happens.
And so I'm sure you have some people getting some film with
We've watched, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 of their games already. Coach Hubbard was at Upper tonight to watch them against Corey Rawson. So, yeah, we've got some good dirt on them, and hopefully we'll have a good game plan.
I'm sure Coach Hubbard will come back with a great scouting report.
We've got a book already. So
I can imagine. So, all right. Well, thanks, Coach, for stopping up and taking the time, guys. And appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, again, the Indians come up a little short here at New Bremen in overtime, 65-59. But, again, I think, you know, Indian fans, we got a lot to look forward to. We got to, you know, going into tournament time again next Wednesday at Upper Scioto, I believe at 7 o'clock. And so you can be listening to PGW 100.9 on your FM dial. And either Rob or Ed will be doing that game for them. And then also Fort Recovery Radio and Jordan Winter and myself, Brian Patch, will be doing the game for the Indians on Fort Recovery Radio. So tune in next Wednesday at 7 o'clock to listen to those broadcasts if you would like. And we appreciate you listening in tonight. And, again, thanks for Neil Spencer for setting us up here. And I assume Rob Weaver over in 100.9?
No, he's got somebody
Eric
in the studio.
Is Eric doing it?
I'm not sure which person it is, but...
usually it's Eric Catterly.
Yeah, I know he's there a lot, Eric Catterly. And either way, it's good to have them on board. And I know that he's had a few guys with some health issues, so it's a little tough for him to talk. So they're simulcasting us, and we're glad to help them out.
Yep. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you appreciated the broadcast tonight.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.